Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are thinking about starting a business or business owners already, and we like to ask our panel a question that's of relevance to them. So this week, the question is, what are the skills that a startup founder must master to be successful? So, Mehdi, welcome to the show. Tell us, what are the skills that a startup founder must master to be successful?
As a startup founder, you always have to wear multiple hats on, right? Especially in the very early stages, you know, one minute, you know, especially if you're the CEO, 1 minute you're going to be the engineer, right? 1 minute you're going to be doing marketing, right? 1 minute you're going to be doing finance and you know, checking your budgets and books and calculating, projecting revenues. 1 minute you have to be a legal expert, understanding how to read and review, you know, NDAs and all other kinds of legal documents. So I think, you have to wear multiple hats and be able to tackle different challenges.
Great. Sophia, what skills would an entrepreneur or entertainer need to master to become successful?
Oh, well, for me, it has always been the people that I choose to work with, the people that I intentionally choose to work with. It helps build a safe environment for me as a CEO, as a founder of a company. And, you know, I cherish those relationships. When I started Diaz, I had little money and I launched my company in Milan, Italy. And I'm still in touch with those very people and the factory owners, say, for instance, in Padua, where the eyewear is made. And my clothing is made in Istanbul. Actually, it's a two-hour drive from Istanbul in a little industrial town called Bursa. So having those relationships with people is the most important for me as an entrepreneur and as a businesswoman.
Absolutely.
You cannot buy relationships.
No, it's all about the interaction that, you know, people have with each other and the trust.
And the trust.
That they build. So that's great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.